Blog Talk Radio.
International Internet Radio Broadcast under the leadership of Elder QT and Prophetess Teresa Docks. Glory be to God. I am your host today, Prophetess Dana Hannah. And at this time, I'm going to go over our announcement. Thank you, Jesus. Donations can be sent to Kingdom Builders International at 16250 Northline Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, suit 369. And you are sowing into good ground. You are sowing into what God is doing. You can send your donations through www.kingdombuildersplaza.com and click on Internet Radio Donations. And all donations is tax deductible. And our church service is at, again, Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. The service time is 11 a.m., and Prophetess Teresa Docks is a pastor. And we also have Jesus Encounters on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., and that is Eastern time. Call in for prayer or send in your prayer requests. The prayer lines is open Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern. And the number is 218-895-0280. Code is prayer, which is 772-937. Hey, get excited, hallelujah, about Kingdom Builders Development Ministry classes. If you believe that God is calling you to ministry and you do not know what to do next, give us a call and watch God work. Acts 6 and 4 says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So getting training and getting equipped to manifest, so God can manifest in your life. Internet radio, please go to www.blindtalkradio.com/KBDI and click on follow. Then you will receive updates on speak and events. And we also have a project that we are doing called Project Youth, where we are focused on developing character, excellence, and integrity in the youth, along with our self-enrichment programs for families that are in need of mental, emotional, and spiritual support. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So if you would like to get in touch with us, you can call the church office at 313-583-9739. If you have any questions about any of the announcements, and again, the number is 313-583-9739. Glory be to God. Now it's time for our spiritual food. Yay! And today, Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon is going to come forth. She comes on every first Friday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Glory be to God. A touch of God's love. So she came on last Friday, but this Friday she's going to give us some more. Yay! Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tammy, are you on the line?
I am on the line, Prophet Tana. I am on the line, Prophet Tana. Can you hear me?
Glory to God.
Okay.
I can hear you. And at this time, I yield the line to you.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophet Tana. And we just thank God for our Kingdom Builders, International Kingdom Daughters Intercessors Ministry, under the leadership of Elder QT Dots and Prophetess Teresa Dots. We love you so much. Kingdom Builders is doing great things. Hallelujah. Is helping God build kingdoms. Hallelujah. On this earth, kingdoms of God on this earth. And I just bless you all with the word of God and the favor of God in your lives. I know you teach strictly from the word of God, and I have experienced that and have grown to love that about the ministry. Glory be to God. Prophetess Hannah, thank you so much for coming on the line with me this evening. And I bless God for all the listeners by phone, by internet, this evening, joining me on the line, teaching part two of the book of Titus, chapters 1, 2, and 3. And we're going into the word. Titus, beginning at Titus 1. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's people of faith, strong faith. God's elect that won't waver, hallelujah. God's elect who know God is who God say he is, his elect, hallelujah. The Apostle Paul is writing this to Titus, leaving Titus in the area of Crete to assign him to appoint elders in every city of that area of the area of Crete, and the people of Crete were just as we are. Hallelujah! They were people, and so God has ordained Titus to do this work. He has a calling. This was his calling on his life to go and establish, hallelujah, bless God, to go and birth out, hallelujah, elders in every city. And going into 1 and 6, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. Those were some of the must-haves to be an elder. And then he said, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, and not self-willed, not soon angry, not given into wine, no striker, not given into filthy lustre. He has to be a man of God, strong and mighty in the Lord. Hallelujah. A bishop and an elder's criteria may seem different, but they are of the same nature of love. And it goes into saying that in the Word of God, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, they must be sober, just, holy, and temperate. They also have to hold fast the faithful word as he has been taught. We have to hold fast this faithful word of God that we are taught at any time of teaching. We have to eat this word, swallow it, digest it, and hold on to it. Hallelujah, for it's our health and our nourishment to our spirit. Hallelujah, and unto our soul and unto our body. Hallelujah. It says for the holding fast to the faithful word as he's been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine, not any doctrine, but by sound doctrine, he can do both to exhort and to convince gainsayers, convince other nations that have been taught previously just by the old law. This is a big job that Titus had to do, but with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, bless God, later on, they're able to establish, as it is today, still being established, the church of God. And this is the time God is cleaning up his church, for he is coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle. There won't be spot or wrinkle because he will clean us up. And that is what is happening in the earth right now. That's where we are right now on the earth. And going on to 10, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of circumcision, those that are of the law. That's what they mean of those of circumcision. And they are talkers, they are deceivers, they're vain and unruly. These are men of God, of the ordination of the law, that the word is talking about, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, who tear down whole houses, who pervert whole houses, teaching things that they are not to teach for filthy lustre's sake, for their gain's sake, for self-lust and self-gratification, and going on into 1 and 12. One of them, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies. He said one of their own people came and told us that this is how they are inside of that land. This is how they are. One of their own came and told Titus that this is how they are. Bless God. Not that the Holy Spirit hadn't shown Titus how they were anyway, but one of their own came back as a witness, and that witness was true, the word of God says in 13. And wherefore, we were to rebuke them sharply, rebuke them that are coming with the false words, that's coming with the like always liars, evil beasts. Somebody that's out for themselves, that what they call a person with selfish nature, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, that they may understand your way don't work as God's way that works, that they may be sound. But I can't follow along with the foolishness If I follow along with your foolishness and I know better, I'm being responsible for you not getting the truth. I will be part of your foolishness. So not giving heed to Jewish fables, not commanding men that turn from the truth, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth, not obeying any other than God. I don't want to go that way. I don't want to follow. See, we had to learn differently because these are the things that were taught in just the time of the law. But thank God we are not up under the law anymore. We are up under the truth of Christ Jesus, up under the redemption of Christ Jesus. Bless God. Okay, just one moment. Okay. And we're going to go into, 15, until the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. And that's the same today. Some people say you all in or you all out. The Bible says you can't be lukewarm or God will spew you out of his mouth. And in their minds and conscience, they be defiled. People be confused that don't follow after Christ. And they profit that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. It's nothing that they do is good. It may look good and feel good to them, but there's no good in it. And going into Titus 2, but speak. These are the things we have to do as characters and teachers, elders and bishops and people of God. We are to speak things which become sound doctrine, We have to be taught and learn of these things. This is part of the transition. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Part of the transition that God applies and allows that the aged men in our life to be sober. They're grave and temperate. And they're sound in faith and charity and in patience. They deep. They're understanders. When it says grave, they are understanders of a lot of things. And they're very meek. They will let you know their talk after you get done talking. They sound in faith where they will not be worried about listening to someone that's of another faith because they can't convince them that Christ is not Lord, that Jesus is not Lord. And the aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh in holiness. That the behavior change likewise in the aged woman. That our behavior become as becometh holiness, as becometh holiness, as we are walking in holiness. We're becoming in holiness. We're looking beautiful in holiness. Our lips have changed. We're not false accusers anymore. We don't bicker all the time. And we're not given to much wine. And we're teachers of good things. Hallelujah. The aged woman. The Bible says that we may teach the young women to be sober. We have learned the benefit of being sober versus being a drunkard. Hallelujah, bless God. We have learned that being sober, we can feel the love of the Holy Spirit more than to think that it's just the spirits of the alcohol talking and making judgments for ourselves. And we know that as we become in holiness, that it is the beauty of the Lord that is upon us, other than the lipstick and the makeup we put on while we're drinking and sipping in a mirror. We know the benefit of being sober. It said, and the Bible says that we are to teach the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children. We have learned the benefits of loving your husbands. Oh, my God. We have learned the benefits not to be a woman of the street, a woman of the night watchman. We have learned not to be anything other than a woman that can teach a younger woman to be sober, to love their husbands. That one man that God has sent to you, hallelujah, that can and will guide your household up under Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. To allow that man, as they say, to wear the pants, to be beautiful for your husband. Hallelujah. To be able to love your husband as God teaches us how to submit to our own husband. Hallelujah. How God loves marriage. And how God will love, hallelujah, young women, for you to love your husband. Hallelujah. Even when that man, they got that more money and that bigger car, be shining them big rings, all letters, you know, trying to make his gleam look like it can go in our pockets, or his gleam look like it can go on our bodies. The devil is a lie. It is all deception. Love your husband, your own husband. For the wages of sin is death. God is not in adultery. To love your children, we are to teach all the women, aged women are to teach younger women to love their children. We have to take time with these, with the young mothers, whether they are our daughters or just our grandchildren's mother, or whether it's our neighbors, and their young women, or whichever young woman or women God send us, we are to teach them to love their children, because they're young women and they don't know exactly how. All they know is they love them right now. But when they start getting older and getting on their nerves, they continue. We teach them and we help them along the way. Help these young women, these young mothers. We are responsible to do those things. It is written in the word right here in Titus chapter 2, verse 4. We are responsible for that. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed that I'm a woman of aged beauty, I must say. Hallelujah. We are to be discreet, chaste. We don't open it up to everybody. We love our husbands now. We keepers at home. Keep a good house, not a clean and filthy house. Keepers at home. Keep the word of God up front and foremost. Keep prayer going in our homes. Hallelujah. We are good and obedient to our own husbands. That the word of God be not blasphemed. So we won't make God look like he's not who he say he is in our life. We have to be responsible men and women of God. Young men, likewise, exhort and be sober-minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. Look forward to be sober-minded. Because when you're doing all things, you're going to be showing a good work patterns. You're going to be showing yourself good work patterns. You're going to feel better as a man. And then doctrine showing uncorruptness. You're going to be sound in your mind. Lifted up gravity. Lifted up in sincerity. People are going to listen to you and not think that you're just talking to be hearing yourself talk. They're going to be taught listening because they know you are a man of sound doctrine and of a sound that you have good works. Hallelujah. It means something. Showing thyself a pattern of good works. It means something to be lifted up with gravity, to have sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he is of contrary part. Of the contrary part may be ashamed, that you're not double-minded and unstable in all of your ways, having no evil thing to say of you, people, so people can say he is of God. God is in him. We can listen to him. He's a good husband. He's a good, a loving father. People are watching. God has his purpose for this, men and women of God, brothers and sisters. Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters. See, God will assign us to people. Hallelujah. He will assign us ministers over our life. He will assign prophets over our life, elders over our life, apostles over our life, preachers over our life. And we are to be obedient to them. We are to not to have them to say to us over and over things, ask us to do things over and over again, because we trust God inside of our assignment. And we are to be ready to do the will of the Lord God and say, Lord, wherever you take me, wherever we go, Father, I'm willing to do thy work. See, not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. See, that they'll know, hallelujah, that we are meek and humble servants. And they can say, God must be in them, because a normal person wouldn't usually act like that. See, they not a person that's going to be kicked around and abused and used. It's a person just of obedience that adorn the doctrine of our God, of God and of our Savior in all things, whatever it may be. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. This is not just for me. This is not just for you. This is for all men. Excuse me. Mother, would you read 12 for me?
Yes. Speaking of that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Looking for that blessed hope,
yes,
and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ,
yes,
who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, mm-hmm, and purity unto himself, a particular people zealous of good works.
Yeah.
These things speak and exhort with all authority, let no man despise you.
Amen. Bless God for you, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
And see, these things will teach us that denying ungodliness, denying worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. That we ought to be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because they're going to show up. We're living like that, righteously like that. Oh, my God, how they're teaching us to live. Oh, they're going to show up every step of the way. And we are to be looking for them, for the blessed hope of them. For their appearing, we ought to be looking for them every day. Because it's Jesus who gave himself for us, that he may redeem us from all iniquity and purify himself unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works, a special people. They're so zealous and enthused and joyful to do the will of God. Wherever we go, Lord, I know this journey is going to be very, very, very exciting and very joyous. Oh, my God, we're zealous. Hallelujah, oh, God. And we are your people, peculiar people. Hallelujah, oh, Lord God. Just for you, oh God, we're set aside for his glory. Hallelujah. That these things speak and exalt and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. We are to love. We are to love and overcome that despise anybody that has any ill feelings towards you. Love covers a multitude of sins. Hallelujah. And quickly into three, we are to put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. See, principalities and powers are people in high places, not just spirits, but people in high places. Magistrates. We have magistrates we know in the courtroom. But we are to put people in mind to be subject to them. Hallelujah. For as we are subject to God in obedience, we are to be respectful, to be ready at all times, be ready to be respectful for those heirs of the throne of God, for some of those heirs are us. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but be gentle. Don't be no, as they say, hell raiser. We'll rebuke you. But be gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Hallelujah. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. We were disobedient, we were deceived, serving divers lust and pleasures. Yes, we did. Living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Yes, we were. When we put on a crown, we forgot that it once was tilted to the side, that we were walking in the way of the world. If we weren't, it wouldn't have been nothing for Jesus to save us from. We wouldn't have needed a deliverer. Hallelujah, I'm talking about me. But after the likeness of, but after that and kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared. The Lord appeared. But after that, after we were hating one another, hating ourselves, doing all kind of foolish stuff, the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, blood, you okay? But according to his mercy, he saved us. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for not dealing with us after our infirmities. Hallelujah, for not dealing with us after our sins. He saved us by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And he washed us. Hallelujah. First he saved us. Then he washed us. He regenerated us, a restoration by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. He gave us the Holy Ghost, which he shed it on and abundantly through Christ Jesus, our Savior. That being justified by his grace, by him, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Jesus had a purpose. He gave his life for a purpose. He shed it on us abundantly for a purpose. That by being justified by his grace, we'll be heirs to the hope of eternal life with him, in him. And this is a faithful saying. And these things will that thou affirm constantly. We'll believe it and say it constantly. That they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. Iron sharpeneth iron. We lift one another up daily. And we will be careful to maintain good works. Keep our prayer life going. Faithfully, every day, pray without ceasing. These things are good and profitable unto men. And we are to avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. I don't have to listen and sit up and discuss that Jesus is not who Jesus is, Lord of all. For every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And I know that. I believe it. I do not have to be in contention about it. I do not have to argue about which land God, Jesus came from. Who was he, black or white? Or all I have to do is believe his word. For if I believe it, or if I, excuse me, if I discuss it over and over again, what you're fighting with your audience, what you, it's unprofitable and it's vain. It's going to lead me into believing a lie. Vain. A man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject, knowing that he is, that is, such is subvert and sinneth, being condemned to himself. After you bring God the first time and he rejects him, after you bring God, Jesus, to him the second time and he rejects him, go away and have nothing else to do with that person. That is his way. He wants to believe what he wants to believe. The word of God just said out the first and second time, and he rejects them. Go on about them. Not saying that the man won't be saved, the person won't be saved. It's just not for you to plant the seed. Amen? When I should sin, Arimus unto thee, or Tychius, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. He said, be diligent and come in. Just come on, because I'm going to stay there until winter. And bring Zenas, the lawyer, and the Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing will be wanting unto them, that they will not feel left behind. And let yours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses. Maintain the good works that they are necessary for us to walk in God. They are necessary for our assignment here. They are necessary that we maintain the good works of God, that they be not unfruitful. They are necessary because they're going to produce growth. They're going to produce more love in your life. That love in Christ is going to keep coming in. That love is going to grow and it's going to produce great results and manifestations and blessings. And then the word of God is going to get deeper and come up stronger and show out in more manifestation. His love is necessary. And that all that are with me, salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Salute thee. Give them blessings. Know that God is with them. Give them utmost respect. And greet them that love us in the faith. Greet them, not go at them, not talk about them, but greet them. Bless you. And grace be with you all. Amen. I thank God for the reading of his word tonight. Titus 1, 2, and 3. Tonight we read, people of God. And I just want to speak and decree and declare over every listener, hallelujah, that we reside in our assignment and move forward as God is moving us forward, that we maintain our good works, hallelujah, that the young men listen to the older man, that the young men will be sober-minded. Hallelujah. That means to be sober. Hallelujah. And grab on to God. Grab on to his word. Women, let us accept that age we have been blessed with. And it's in God's purpose that we are to teach the young women. And God would give us, has given us the grace to do so. I speak blessings over each and every person on the line in completeness. Hallelujah, that God does the finished work inside of each and every one of you. Hallelujah. That expected blessings, hallelujah, in abundance come unto you, every need, every desire that you have in the Lord. Be given unto you in Jesus' name. Bless God. Prophetess Hannah, are you on the line? Prophetess Hannah, are you on the line? Still on the line? Prophetess Hannah?
Yes, I'm on the line. My phone was muted. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
It sounds good. It will get you relaxed and rested. I know the word of God is a love story. It'll give you that feeling of just calmness. But bless God.
Glory to God.
If there are any comments or any prayer requests, the line is open at this time. If anyone has a prayer request or would like to make a comment tonight, you are more than welcome to do so. Come forward. Bless God.
Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. I just want to give God some glory for the word that came forth tonight. You know, talking about how women, how we are to be able to train. I'm hearing an echo, so I'm going to mute these lines out to prevent the echo. Thank you, Jesus. But it's such a blessing, and it's such a needed teaching that women understand, especially older women,
yes,
that we should understand and know that we are required to train younger women and to empower them with a love-based type of living, to show them.
Yes.
I just want to share a brief testimony. And I just thank God for you, Evangelist. I just thank God for you that you did not quit.
Hallelujah.
In spite of.
Yes.
In spite
yes.
of. Who said no? In spite of. You did not quit. Because we're all sent on an assignment.
Yes.
It's not just particular people. But we're all sent on an assignment. And we all have a purpose. But I just, again, I thank God for you that you are allowing God to cultivate you and that you would open up your mouth and allow God to use you for his glory. But I want to share a testimony. I was shopping earlier today, and I went into the store, and it was a young woman that was behind the cash register. And she began to, when I approached her, and I just thank God because when I approached her, that's why it's very important that we understand that spiritual discernment is needed. You know, we just can't be all over the place, that we need to be tapped in. So when I walked up to the cash register, she began to talk and also to curse. You know, just using foul language. And so I stood there, and, you know, I kind of listened because I was really discerning all of the spirits that were in her. It was a young woman. And she went on to talk about these other girls in the store stealing, and, you know, she don't arrest, she don't call the police. She just tell them not to come back. And so she went on talking. And then she asked a question, and she said, what do you think? And I said to her, the Bible says that, you know, thou shalt not steal. She said, so do you think I should call the police? And I said, the Bible says thou shalt not steal. So I can only teach you what the word says. I can't compromise the word of God.
Right.
Well, when I said that, she began to say, she don't call the police. And then I saw this intimidating spirit rise up out of her. She said, I just tell them they better not come back. But anyway, it's a long story. But and then she eventually asked me, you must be one of those Christians. And then she said, I said, well, if you steal, there's a consequence. There's a consequence behind your choices. If the Bible says don't steal, and if you steal, do you think you're going to get away with it? You might get away with it in this life. Then she went on and said, but don't judge. Well, see, that's why it's important that we know the word. That's why it's important that we understand the word, because I went on to tell her that we are allowed to righteously judge wrong as a believer. The Bible talk about it in Matthew's. I said, so I'm righteously judging them. If you're a thief and I call you one, I'm not judging you. You judge yourself by stealing.
Yep.
And then she said, well, I'm not a Christian and I don't believe the Bible. I said, well, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor. And I went on to tell her and share with her my identity in Christ. And then I told her, but I'm your sister. I'm your sister. And so I'm saying all that to say it's so much need. It's a needed situation that we live a modest, a sober lifestyle so that when we are approached by demonic forces that are living in these young women, that we're able to deal with it. Because when she said, you know, you one of those Christians, don't judge. And I was able to share with her. And then she said, well, I just don't believe the Bible. Now, mm-hmm. Let me finish this up, and then I'm going to yield back to you, Evangelist. Mm-hmm. Then she said, after she said she don't believe the Bible, so I knew then that she thought I was going to try to protect the word. But see, I don't argue the word. I don't have to protect the word. I just live the word.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Okay, so that was a total distraction. When I left out of that store, do you know this girl had overcharged me? So she was protecting thievery because she was worse.
Wow.
But I thank God I use my debit card. I can, you know, I can cancel all of that. But I canceled it in the spirit realm. So I just thank God that you're talking about Titus 2, because it's so important that we as women of the gospel, that we are living the life, not just going to church
mm-hmm.
and playing. And as you said in the beginning, you know, if something is wrong, I can't condone you and your wrongness because it makes me wrong too. So I believe when she said you're one of those Christians, it's because she had bad experience with some women that call themselves Christians because of her attitude. Mm-hmm. So it's so crucial that we begin to examine ourselves, revisit the error of our ways, ask God to help us, correct us, rebuke us, chastise us, so that we'll be able to stand when we spiritually attack and we can win our sisters out of the enemy's mouth. Again, I thank God for you, and I just love you dearly, and a touch of God's love has definitely affected your life, and it has affected my life because he has given me the opportunity to meet you. So again, God bless you, Evangelist, and you know that we love you, and I'll yield the land back to you.
Thank you, Prophetess Teresa. I thank you for all the things that I've
Grandma.
Learned from you.
He needs some water. And, I'm listening to the church.
Yes, amen. Amen. Are there any more? Are there any prayer requests or any more comments?
What are you?
Yes, it's Evangelist Carson. I want to say, Tammy, I enjoyed your word on tonight, and I feel there needs to be more women like you to tell young women how to live, how to love their husband, children, because it needs so much. It's in need to do this. I have seen so many young women just gone astray, don't know no better. I thank God for the word. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Carson. I thank you. I thank my prophetess, Teresa. You all have taught me so much. It has been life-changing. And it's a lot. It's an echo on the line. It takes a lot to learn to listen to another woman. You know, it takes a lot of humility. It takes a lot of trust, especially after you've been hurt and broken, like you've been hurt and broken, like Prophetess Teresa was bringing out about the young lady. And most of the time, younger women will run to an older woman when their back is up against the wall because their friends don't know. They're the same age as them. And they tried it their way. So most of the time, they'll go ask an aunt or a cousin, but they will be older and more mature. And they expect for us to give them results, good results. My niece Lorenza told me, she said, I will not be around an older woman if I can't learn something good from her. I said, wow. They, you know, the young women are looking and expecting, and they're supposed to because God wrote it to be that way. So I bless God for his word. And if you all would just join me in a prayer of salvation, just for us to open our hearts to Jesus, allow the love of God to allow Jesus to come in and change our lives. Hallelujah. Even in at the present state, even if we feel we're in a healthy state, just let the Lord come in once again. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to you right now, Heavenly Father, giving our lives to you again, once again, Father God, asking you, Lord Jesus, to come into our heart, come into our life, for we believe that you died for our sins. You're God's one and only beloved Son, and you died for our sins, and you're now seated at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, make an intercession for us. Each and every moment, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, and just bless you. We bless you for being our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, oh God. We just thank you. We thank you. And I thank Prophetess Teresa, you again, Elder Doc. I thank Kingdom Builders, Intercessors, and Kingdom Builders, International Kingdom Daughters, Intercessors, for allowing me to just teach the word of God tonight, and I will be back on the first Friday in January, the first Friday of every month. And I thank you all for joining with me tonight on Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Prayer Line. I love you all very much, and I speak total blessings of God over you. May the kingdom of God, the love of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have a blessed night, everyone.
Amen. That's not true.
What I long for. Holiness.
Holiness.
What I need.
Holiness.
Holiness. Holiness. It's what you want for me. Oh, God. And I want to say, take my home.